Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, welcome back. 6 years ago, the man across from me, Gavin Heffernan, he was a transition year student and he left a project at the last minute. Since then, he has built that project into a global healthcare brand using, of course, social media tutorials, getting young lads to look after their hair. Gavin Heffernan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver.
This is something you created at home in the kitchen.
Yeah, so I was a bit late on the project, as I'm sure you've seen in the article. And my dad and I, we created sea salt spray. I loved the way my hair looked when I came out of the water. When
you
I was
have fabulous
on holiday
hair,
and stuff.
By the way. Yeah,
thank you very much. Unfortunately, the listeners aren't able to.
You're not out of the sea with this hair.
No,
this is your product.
No, I'm not really in the business of getting hypothermia at this time of year. So that was the genesis of it. Really, I wanted to be able to have that look without, freezing in the sea.
And
every
I presume
day.
You heard every other young lad saying the same thing. That was one of the reasons, was it?
It was very popular. Yeah, it coincided with kind of a trend of lads wanting more texture and volume into their hair. Lads were kind of moving away from the gels and Brill cream and everything of the early 2000s into more sea salt sprays and clays and more matte looks and things. So it coincided well with my peers as well, yeah.
And it's a sea salt spray and it's called Poseidon.
Poseidon, yeah, that's the name. So Poseidon's the god of the sea. I took classical studies in secondary school, which I underperformed in.
Did you really?
I really liked the Greek gods and that sort of idea for a brand. Gosh. And then that's where the name come from. I thought Poseidon, he's the god of the
Makes
sea.
Sense.
We're creating sea salt spray. And then the range kind of builds its way out after that. And we kept the name.
So how does it work? What does sea salt do? Does it thicken your hair? Does it literally add salt to the fella's hair?
Yeah, the main two ingredients are sea salt and water, as you'd expect. Yeah, so... Yeah. It gives you that sort of beachy textured look, the surfer look a lot of people love. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, and it's a nice matte look as well, so it's non-shiny.
Is it as simple as that? Is it water and salt and just getting that recipe correct?
We'd have a couple other, essential oils and stuff for hair health and preservatives as well. But in terms of the main ingredients, that's pretty much the whack, yeah.
And how quickly did this start working for you and take off?
Not very quickly at all.
Really?
Yeah, so a small timeline. So I created that for my TY Enterprise project. I got about 2 or 3 sales out of that. Mm-hmm. And then COVID hit, and it wasn't until the second lockdown where I was sitting in online school and I was very bored, and I started kind of putting some drawings together for the brand again, and that's when Poseidon was born. And we went in contact with the contract manufacturer we work with now in the UK.
Yeah.
Because the one thing I learned from doing it before was I was no good at actually creating the stuff.
I'm no
chemist, but we've taken their advice. We've worked closely with them to develop the formulas we have now.
And that's where it takes off. And so they make it and then you've got all the branding attached to it. But in order to market something in a really saturated market, it must have been quite difficult to get the cut through.
It was. And it was a lot of it was right place, right time as well, Oliver. TikTok was huge back then. So that was when we got our first initial sales. And really what it was I was working as a barber at the time. I had my own studio.
Very useful.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's where the expertise comes in. So I was working as a barber and I wanted to post on TikTok and get more clients into my shop and or into my studio. Mm-hmm. And I was using the products kind of on the side.
Yeah.
But more of the comments and more of the interactions was about the products. Where can I get this thing? This is brilliant. And nobody wanted to come in for my haircuts. So I said, you know what? Why don't you lean into this a little bit more? And then that was around October 21. So... broke through there a little bit. And
so the tutorials just took off mad for you.
Yeah, the tutorials came next on YouTube. And
because you had the skills and how to style it, that was kind of the key to it, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Translating it into English for young lads, and I think like women have this amazing thing with their makeup tutorials and everything, and they're all helping each other out, and we don't really have the same thing. And I'm trying to go about it, but you have to be careful. You can't make it too girly because then no lad's going to
really?
Hop onto it.
That's the way it works on social media now. They're all, the algorithms have separated them out.
Yeah, a little bit. It's very...
It's been masculine,
very divided, yeah.
Hairstyling.
But you have to kind of meet them where they are. But I'm trying to kind of create a lads version of that, somewhere where lads can go and actually learn how to achieve the styles, their dream hair, basically.
And it's worked. This has been a success. Well, can I ask what your turnover was last year?
Turnover last year was 272,000. So
that's a lot of sea salt spray.
That's a lot. Units, I don't know off the top of my head, but yeah, we're doing around 400-500 orders a month, probably 1,500 units.
The key to it, obviously, is getting the tutorial. They know about it, they get it, and they keep returning.
Yeah, absolutely. Retention is huge. We're doing everything we can to keep customers coming back.
Was it expensive, the capital, getting this up and running?
Not at all. 500 quid all in.
At the start,
I think,
really?
Yeah, when I went to the manufacturers first, they were saying, you know, we're looking for 1,000 of each to start with. And I said, what about 12? Would you do 12? And I managed to wiggle that. I got 12 of each, which are still basically the three best sellers bar. You know, we've got our...
You've expanded the range.
We've customised our formulas through them a little bit. And then I paid 50 quid for the logo.
What's the most expensive part of it then, apart from the actual product marketing?
The marketing's very expensive, yeah. We've transitioned our marketing from organic over to paid now. And Meta, as a lot of people will know, the joys of is ever changing.
It works because you have to pay for it, basically.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So it's called Poseidon. That's what we look out for.
Yep.
And it has a range of products. PoseidonHair.com. Well, mm-hmm. Gavin, and it's Gavin Heffron.
Heffron, yes.
Not Heffron, yeah. Yes. Apologies for getting that
dyslexic
wrong.
Dyslexic ancestor somewhere Heffron. Down the lines.
It's all been connected. And I also want to mention as well, Kevin Dunne, who we're chatting to, and himself and Kayleigh Trapp are going to be on High Road, Low Road on RT1 tomorrow at 8 p.m. Ian Nullag. And Kevin's also on the Today Show Christmas special this evening, so he's a busy man. But for this and the hair and getting it right, PoseidonHair.com.
That's it. Thanks
a
million,
Christmas,
Oliver.
Happy Christmas to you,
Gavin. Merry Christmas. God bless.
And lots more to come in the second hour. We'll see you on the other side. If it works.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.